Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Midnight, straight up, here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
Are you kidding me?
Lukey. It is after hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call for the next 2 hours, if you want to talk to me, here on The Fan, as we are all trying to catch our breath. We are all trying to just make sense of what we watched. Now, last night, and hopefully everybody had a pleasant Luke evening. I'm sure you did, because we are all trying to figure out what we just witnessed. 3.5 quarters of basketball that was sloppy, that was uninspiring. You almost heard some boos at Madison Square Garden. I've talked to a few fans that turned the game off. They put on the Sopranos. They just said the heck with it. We were 7 minutes away from hearing your boys say, no biggie. Because that's what I would have come on the radio and said, because the Knicks are better than this team. I said the Knicks would win in five. They would have won in five even if they lost this game. Now they might win in four. Because the Cavs are not going to be able to go get off the mat here. James Harden is a sports loser. As soon as he started taking that game over with the ball in his hand and turning it over and missing shots and taking three-pointers basically from half court, it opened the door for Brunson to cook him, for Shamet, who is unbelievable, and credit Mike Brown, and this is one of the reasons why you hire Mike Brown. Mike Brown will go to his bench pieces, even in a clutch moment like where it's, hey, we're going to just go for it here. We're going to try to win this game because we don't want to go down in this series. We don't want to lose like they did last year with Mike Brown not a part of it. And he went to Shamet. And Shamet was great from three-point land. He was a spark not only offensively but defensively. And he was a big reason why the Knicks are now up 1-0. And the Cavs are everything that I've been calling them for years. Gutless, frauds. James Harden is a sports loser. As soon as that trade went down, I was on the radio and I said, he is a sports loser. I cannot believe the Cavs got in bed with him. You get and do business with that guy, you're going to get what you deserve. Because as great as he is in terms of individual skill, and in all likelihood he's going to the Hall of Fame, he is a sports loser. And he torpedoes everything he touches when it comes to team basketball and winning. And Jalen Brunson schooled him in the fourth quarter. And now the Cavs are in a situation where they will not recover. This series is over. It's either going to end in five or it's going to end in four. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mitchell in Fort Lee right now, who is on his way back from the game. So this is going to be a good one here. Mitch, you were at the game tonight. Set the scene for all of us that were not there, because I wish I was.
Okay, here we go. We first started off there. Before the game started, the place was going crazy. And then the Knicks set up 11, and everyone said, oh, this is going to be a blowout. And we said, all right, we're feeling great. And then the tide turned really fast, and now the Knicks are down. Then they're down by one at halftime. Okay, in the second and third quarter, they go down by 11. Then they go down by 22, and everyone's just booing, and they're just all upset. Everyone, guy next to me, he must have bet. I don't know how much the guy bet, but he was not a happy camper at one point. And so he was going there, and I said, relax, we have a chance still. And then it just happened that, a few plays here and there, and they missed a few shots. And yet also, you keep on saying about your favorite friend there, but you know what else you're going to blame also this that you haven't said yet? Atkins, the coach, what a complete moron he was. Don't you know what a timeout is to stop the
run? Yeah, you got
to
call a timeout, and you got to, not only that, but get the ball to Donovan Mitchell at the end of the game. Now, Merrill got a good look. It was almost in three-quarters of the way in. But, yeah, Atkinson just completely and utterly just was lost in that. And it was one of those situations where it's almost like the Cavs didn't realize the gravity of the situation. They're dominating the game, and then late they started getting sloppy, turning the ball over, just kind of laissez-faire. They were tired, which is understandable. And I brought this up too, Mitch, going into the series. I said, back-to-back seven-game series for the Cavs, they're going to tire out. They're going to tire out. Now, I didn't think it would necessarily be in game one. I thought more, as the series went on. But yeah, they were completely out of gas. And the Knicks, who were clearly rusty for 3.5 quarters, they got their gear, which they needed, which we saw the last seven games, in that final stretch there where they stormed back from 22 points down.
I've never seen a game down 22 points with 7 minutes left to win the game. And then the tied up, and then overtime. Everyone said, it's going to get overtime. Everyone said, tonight, this is it. If they're not losing this game, and they're right. So now, actually, I'm not actually going home. I'm going to take a gamble on this little party. I don't know if I'm going to be right, but I'm going to take a shot. I think some of the Knicks are going to go to Candlelight and get some wings, because Brunson's been there a few times. He was there Friday.
You're going to Candlelight? Is that what you're telling me right now, to get some wings and try to get a photo with Jordan Clarkson? Is that what you're trying to do right now?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Candlelight and see if they show up. I don't know if they're going to show up, but I'll take a gamble for an hour.
Listen.
If they don't show up,
they're probably, I'm torn on that, because after a night like this, you should celebrate a little bit, and wings is not exactly like going to the strip club, although they do serve wings at a strip club. Just ask James Harden. But you probably go home after a night like this. Rest up. Let's get back to work. No wings for tonight. Although you did have such, I'm torn. I'm torn, because then I feel like I'm being a taskmaster. Like, oh, no soup for you. You can't have any food. Because think about the way we're feeling. Think about the way they're feeling. Although they're professionals, I'm sure the mentality in the Knick locker room right now is, we stunk for 3.5 quarters. We were sloppy with the basketball. If we play like that in the finals, we're going to get completely blown out. That's probably the mentality, and that should be the mentality. Because there's things we could talk about in the but tonight's not the night for it. Tomorrow is. Tonight is not the night for being like, oh, they could have did this, but forget that. They just had one of the greatest comebacks in the history of the NBA playoffs, and one of the great playoff wins in the history. When you consider how much they were down, game one, everything that this means in the history of this town. Because of what it means, because it's going to propel them now to the finals. And it's going to give them that opportunity to end a 50-plus year drought. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Ryan in Kent, Connecticut here on After Hours. Ryan, what's going on?
What do you hear? What do you say, my man?
So, what's up, Ry?
After the caller called with the Sopranos before, I just want to say I tried not to miss any part of the Knicks game, but at halftime I did put the Mets on, and Soto hit that home run. And let's just remember, the Mets, I think they have 10 wins in May, right, Lukey?
I think they have 11 at this point. But yeah, they didn't get it done tonight.
Yeah, I think today was 11, yeah.
Well, they didn't win tonight, but yes. But if they've been having a good run, for sure.
Correct. But what I want to talk about is the Knicks, and I'm just so happy with how Mike Brown has been treating this team. I mean, I was with Tibbs. He brought us to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. But right now, we're with Mike Brown, and we had five different players come in tonight. And I'm pretty sure four out of the five have actually started for us. The only one I don't remember starting is Clarkson, but I'm pretty sure Robinson's been a starter, Shamet, Alvarado, McBride. I mean, what more can I say, man? This is a great comeback win, you know?
Yep, and just to comment on what you said, and this is something that when you hire Mike Brown, and not only that, all the credit in the world goes to Leon Rose, the architect of this team. When you trade for Alvarado, when you bring back Shamet, when you sign Clarkson in the offseason, you're bringing in professionals, pros. And the Knicks now, they go, 10 deep, where in years past it was, 7, 8. Like, you need to be 10. That needs to be the rotation, because when you run up against teams like, the Cavs or a team, especially in the finals where they go 10 deep, you have to have that type of rotation, because you need that for stamina, you need bench points, you can't have your guys, with their tongues wagging out there and just, basically out of gas. And that's one of the reasons why I believe the Knicks have had the losses they've had over the last couple of years, because they're tired. Tonight they weren't. They were able to go to the bench, they were able to go to the reserve of a Landry Shamet, who hit three big threes and was a major reason, along with Brunson. Like, Brunson's going to get a ton of accolades, but Shamet was plus 25 in the plus minus. He was incredible on both ends of the floor. And that's a credit to not only to him, but to Leon Rose and to Mike Brown, everybody involved. This is the vision you have with this team when you let go of Tibbs, is we're going to start playing the bench more, because when you get to the playoffs, when you call on a guy like Shamet, he can perform because he's a pro.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The only thing that I noticed, and maybe you saw, I know you were on air when it was happening, but towards the end of the game, Josh Hart was out, and we had Shamet, and he, like you said, he was definitely stepping up, playing his role. But I don't remember anything kind of happening to Hart to take him out. Maybe he just needed a breather.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's one of those situations, and Josh Hart has been incredible this year in terms of his three-point shot. It was probably one of those situations where he wanted to get a three-point shooter in the game, and Hart is just not necessarily that guy. I haven't seen anything, because Hart did hurt his hand last series, the hand he got surgery on. I didn't see anything. I think it was just Mike Brown going to Shamet, hopefully trying to get a hot hand, and he pushed the button, and it was a brilliant decision.
Yeah, that's a great observation. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because Shamet hit that clutch three. It was kind of, it was a little heart strung, but yeah, man, hey, man, thanks for taking my call. Let's go, Knicks. Can't wait for, a couple nights away. Let's go.
Yep, and we're all in the same boat as that. And just the difference between a win and a loss. Like, I would have had the even keel, but legitimately I was so overly confident and cocky going into this series. Even if they had lost this game by 30, I was going to tell you, no biggie, they're going to win in five. Because they're the better team, they're the tougher team, they're the deeper team. Clearly, after tonight, they're the better coach team. That was beyond obvious, as Atkinson was completely lost. James Harden is a sports loser. Donovan Mitchell, as great as he was, disappeared. Not all his fault, but how does he not get the last shot of the game? I know that three almost went down, but still, how do you not get the ball to Mitchell?
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties, with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And there's no recovering from this if you're the Cavs. Zero. Now it's just a matter of whether it's in four or whether it's in five. But either way, start looking up hotels in San Antonio or Oklahoma City. 8888 if you want to go to the finals. Because let's be real, it's probably going to be cheaper than going to the Square Garden with the flight, with the hotels. I can't imagine what those prices are going to be. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Matt in Pearl River. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Tommy, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Matt, hey, I'm just so pumped up right now. You know, I'm driving home from work. I'm also a Mets fan, so it started with, you know, it was a roller coaster of emotions today. You know, up 5-0, you know, they lose the game, but it's okay. I love the baby Mets. They look good. You know, and then I'm watching the game, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, is it they're just a little rusty? Then when they're getting blown out, I'm like, oh, my, you know, is OG hurt? What's the story going to be tomorrow morning? It's going to be Panic City. This is, you know, they must win game two. And I tell you, it just, what a turnaround. What a game. It's unbelievable. I still can't believe it. I mean, I got a baby at home. I don't got to worry about her waking me up because I'm going to be up all night. It's just one of those magical runs, you know. And it's funny, you know, all the Knick haters, a lot of my friends, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter. Can't be the Thunder. Well, it's the same thing, you know, with the Giants, with the Patriots. When they, oh, you can't be the Pats, you know, when they're undefeated. You know, sometimes when you're in a magical run like this, you know, either it's in your own bubble, you're in your own world, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're no pushover either. And you made a good point. You know, the Knicks are all pumped up right now, right? What do you think Cleveland is thinking right now? I mean, we did to them what Indiana did to us.
Yep, exactly.
And we all remember how that felt.
Correct.
And I'd rather beat them like this game one than blow them out.
Totally agree
with
you.
If you blow them out, they get to shake it off. They're like, okay, let's win game two, guys.
Yep.
This is a disaster. This is demoralizing for them. I mean, like you said, this could turn into a sweep, not to be cocky. You know, it could. I'd be shocked if they took game two from us. Absolutely. There's no way.
I think the Knicks come out, and look, I'll give all the credit in the world for the Cavs if they can get off the mat here. I think the Knicks blow them out now in game two. I think this was Cleveland's chance to leave with a split. And like you said, perhaps if the Knicks laid one on them and they won by 40, it's one of those situations where you go to the guys at the end of your bench in the fourth quarter and you chalk it up to, hey, we got our ass kicked. Let's come out in game two. Because all you're looking for is a split if you're Cleveland. That's it. You're in great shape if you get a split. But to lose in the way they did, remember, the Knicks lost game one last year in heartbreaking fashion, and then they lost game two at home. So they weren't able to get off the mat. There's no shot Cleveland is going to be able to do this. They got to spend time in New York City.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's over for them. So
it has to be a spillover. When we lost game two last year, it was definitely a spillover. You could see it. I mean, this is, oh my God, I tell you, this is,
I you know what? And you brought up a bunch of points there that I want to hit on. Number one, to all your Knick hater friends, let's see if Oklahoma City gets there because they have no answer for Wembanyama. The Spurs completely own them in the regular season and in game one. So we'll see if the champs even get there. The Spurs are not exactly chumps either.
I think that series is going deep too.
No,
that could go seven.
No doubt. If OKC gets out, they're gonna get out barely out of that series. They'll be lucky to get out of that series. They just can't figure out the Spurs because Wembanyama is just a freak of nature. They have no answer.
Yes.
Who does? But they have no answer for him.
Right.
But you're right. Sometimes a team whether the stars align. You brought up those Giants runs. Sometimes you just, and I don't know if it's just, like I said, the sports gods saying, you know what, it's been all these years, it's been 27 years since you've been in the finals, it's 50 plus since the championship. Everything's going to go your way this year. And whether that's the Pistons losing and everything's setting up where the Knicks have home court advantage in the Eastern Conference Finals, Thunder go down, the Spurs are your opponent in the finals, which ultimately, I think because of their age, will be an easier matchup for the Knicks, because you're talking about Wemby, you're talking about Castle, you're talking about Harper. They're all under 23 years old. They're going to win a championship. I think the moment's going to be too big for them. But we have plenty of time to talk about that in detail. Yeah. I just think, Matt, it's one of those situations where you start to feel like the stars are aligning for them.
I know. And like the last few months, everyone kept saying, oh, can't beat Detroit. We can't beat Detroit. We didn't have to play Detroit.
Right.
We didn't have to play Boston. You just got to relax. You know, you never know what's going to happen. You don't know how the cards are going to fall.
Just ride the wave. If you're a Knicks fan right now, and there are a lot of haters out there, and they're going to say what they want to say, but trust me, they're scared bleepless right now. They know it. Evan knows it. They know. No, sir. They know that this team has got a great shot of winning the title, and they're scared bleepless. So they're just going to throw out, oh, well, you can't beat this team. You can't beat that team. I'm sure they were popping the champagne when the Cavs were up 22, and now the series, in my estimation, is over. What I would say to all the Knicks fans, Matt, out there is enjoy this, ride the wave, block out the noise, and just embrace what's happening, because you know what? These don't come along often. They might not ever come along in your lifetime. When they do, enjoy every second of it.
I will. Thanks, Tommy.
Yep.
All right.
You got it, brother.
Have a good night.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Enjoy every second of this. Let Mike Brown and his staff clean up what happened in the three quarters plus last night. But you, as a Knicks fan, enjoy this. Enjoy every ounce and every second of this. Because it's been a long time coming for this franchise. And there was a lot of bumps. Forget the years where they were just completely embarrassing and the worst franchise in basketball, perhaps in sports. Forget that. I'm talking about the last couple years. All the heartbreaks, all the bumps and bruises that it took to get here. To have this type of night. And the type of win that is going to propel you to the finals. I think it makes it even more special, to be honest with you. If they had won every game by 40, great. Oh, they're continuing to just crush teams, and it's amazing, and it's all that. To have this type of win, to have this type of moment on the road to the finals is so special. It's something that you should hold on to and cherish. Because you may never see this in your life. You may never see it again. And just think about, and it's not that hard to think about because it happened last year to the Knicks. Think about if you're on the other end of it. Think about if you're a Cav fan. Think about if you're on that team and you want to ship. You basically want to send James Harden to a strip club in New York and tell him to stay there. Don't come out because you are a sports loser, which is what he is. Think about what they're going through. And think about what we were going through last year after game one and game two. And here we are a year later. To have this type of win on the run to the finals. The DVD, if you will. Do they still have DVDs? I don't even know if they do. But if they do. On the YouTube video that you're going to watch of this run. The Knicks are history makers. Every night they play a playoff game, they're making history. History! So I don't care if it's the Cavs, I don't care if it's the Thunder, I don't care if it's the Spurs. This team feels like a team of destiny. They have the talent. They have the three-point shooting. They have the defense. They have the depth. They have the continuity, they have the chemistry, they have the experience, and they have paid their dues for this moment. And they were rewarded in a big-time way. We all were tonight. A night that we will never, ever forget. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Kerry is in Sayreville. What's up, Kerry?
Tommy. Your optimism is great, but it's a lot easier to say that when you're not vomiting in the aisles like I was for 3.5 quarters. That was intense.
Well, Carrie, you don't know if I was throwing up here in the newsroom. You don't know. I might have had bowel movements. You have no idea. I know how you are. You're like Carrie is like the little girl in Remember the Titans. I've been to games with her. It is. She's in the aisle way. It's one of those situations where you just have to, everybody's used to there because it's mostly season ticket holders. And they're like, that's just Carrie being Carrie. I can't even imagine your range of emotions. I assume you're with your husband, Justin, tonight. I can't imagine your range of emotions for that kind of game. First, the 3.5 quarters where you want everybody fired, you want everybody traded, and then to have that win, I mean, that's just as good as it gets as far as, you know, the carry experience. That's for sure.
I had my tickets sold at the 3.5. There was probably about 5 minutes left, and I was selling game two. Luckily, I sell to people that know me very well, and they weren't ready to sell me just yet because they knew I changed my mind after that.
You're emotional. Ending. You're emotional.
But I was checked out. I was not coming back to Madison Square Garden ever again. I was done. I wouldn't stand. I wouldn't cheer. I was done. Yeah. I was blaming Evan for everything. It was all his fault.
Certainly.
And I literally sold my game two tickets. When, like I said, I got.
Wait, you did? Wait, hold on. You actually did sell them though?
I had two people that were ready to sell me, and I quickly said, wait.
Okay, good.
And they knew. They know me. So yeah. they didn't sell me just yet. But
you run hot. You're emotional. You're very passionate.
I'm a little emotional.
That's what makes you and Justin perfect, because you're emotional and he's kind of just like a stoic sometimes. So you know what I mean? So it's a really good balance. Because imagine
exactly.
If he was wired like you.
I knew that.
If he was wired like you, you guys might be banned from the garden the way you
are. That'd be dangerous. That'd be dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
It was enjoyable for about 4 minutes, but I mean, that was some pretty bad basketball for 3.5 quarters. So, I mean, I'll take it, but that was not fun by any means. It was painful and emotional and insane. But
you know what you're describing right now, Carrie? They are. But you know what you're describing right now, Carrie? Being a sports fan. All the emotions of being a sports fan and we're mated for life like geese with our team, and we just love the names on the back of the jersey, but above all the names on the front of the jersey or the name on the front of the jersey. And no matter what, because we're so invested, we just go through so many range of emotions, especially in a game like this. But that's what you sign up for as a sports fan. And you know what? This sure as heck beats ping pong balls and Jerome James and all the bad years. I will take this any day of the week over that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll take it. I don't know. My heart won't take it, but we'll see. We live on, and I'll be there game two, whether I try to sell my tickets or not. I'll still be there crying and vomiting and all the emotions coming out in full throttle. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, good to hear from you, Carrie. Crying, vomiting, Knicks playoff basketball. That really sums it up. You weren't the only one crying. You weren't the only one vomiting. I'm sure Evan was doing both as he was tucking his tail between his leg and leaving. I'm sure he left early, too. There's no shot he stayed for the entire overtime. Zero shot. I didn't get a report on this, but I'm sure he completely left. He knew the game. We all knew. The game was over once it went to overtime. Beyond over. By the way, if you want to, because we all watched it, we all experienced it. But sometimes numbers, there are stats in sports where I'm like, whatever. But then there are some that just, I think, add so much to the moment. And you could just hear it and go, what? Because you experience that, I could sit here and say, it's the greatest playoff win. It's the greatest moment. It's the greatest this. It's the greatest that. Greatest, greatest, greatest. Listen to this. This is according to ESPN Analytics. The Knicks' win probability was as low as 0.1%. 0.1%. Lloyd Christmas had more of a percentage, 1%, or 1 in a million, with Mary Swanson. Samsonite. I was way off. He had a better shot than the Knicks did. 0.1%. I didn't even know that was a percentage. I thought once you got the 1%, you basically just said it's 1%. Husband, what's with all that 1 in a million talk? The Knicks were 0.1%. How about this? Teams trailing by 22 points in the fourth quarter of a playoff game since 97 were 1-594 entering Tuesday. 1-594. 1 in 594. 0.1% chance. You got to see 0.1% chance. That's special. That's something that you will tell your kids, your grandkids, anybody on the street, the next person you see on the subway. And we've heard it all from Nick Van tonight. We've heard just through the roof excitement. We've heard, I turned the game off. I was watching The Sopranos. Carrie tried to sell her tickets for game two. She had sworn off Knick games in Madison Square Garden for the rest of her life. And I think a lot of the fans we've heard from tonight embody what fans were going through. I told you, a buddy of mine who's such a diehard Knick fan, he was ready to go wash the dishes. I'm sure everybody out there was saying, this one's over. But it wasn't. And you could just feel it, though. You could feel the momentum shifting. I'm watching this game going, Knicks are winning this game. Because you could just see the Cavs were running out of gas. They weren't getting easy looks anymore. James Harden is a sports loser. He's turning the ball over. He's missing shots. He's trying to take over like he's Michael Jordan. He might be Michael Jordan. Yeah, the Wizards version of Michael Jordan. That's what he is. Overweight and just basically can't hit a shot. And Brunson just went into that, and we've seen this before from Brunson, where he just put the cape on, Captain Clutch, King of New York, Captain, all of those things. And then Mikal Bridges, who's been unbelievable in this stretch. He was phenomenal. Shamet was phenomenal. And 0.1% chance of winning that game turned into a Knick overtime victory in one of the most thrilling, not only Knick playoff games, but thrilling playoff postseason games in the history of this great sports town. And now the Knicks are 3 wins away from the finals. 7 wins away from immortality. This series is over. This series is a wrap. This was as bad of a loss as the Cavs could possibly have. If they had lost by 100 tonight, that wouldn't have been worse. This is as bad as it gets. You do not recover from this. Especially when you are gutless, and that's what they are. And if you didn't think that going into this game, now you know. Now you know. And they'll be fishing along with the other teams that were better than the Knicks that everybody told. Oh, the Pistons, the Celtics. Okay. They've been fishing the Celtics for weeks. The Pistons are fishing now. And the Cavs will be fishing quite soon. This is going 4 or 5. No more than that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Chase in Smithtown, who is also at the Garden. I'm very jealous. Chase, what is going on, my friend?
Lou, you're a first-time caller. Just wanted to say appreciate you taking the call.
Yep.
I commute long hours, late hours at night. You help get me through the nights. I really appreciate everything you do.
My pleasure.
I was at the game tonight, and I was sitting in the arena into the third quarter thinking to myself, Maybe I just don't belong here. Maybe I'm the bad luck because this is my first ever Knicks playoff game I've ever been to. So I was like, maybe I'm the problem. But it just feels like, Loogie, it just feels like the ghosts of the Garden are on our side this year.
Yep.
It really does.
Absolutely. And I brought this up earlier, Chase. When you think about last year and the Halliburton shot that practically hit the roof of the Garden and bounced in, that's obviously just bad luck. That's the basketball gods frowning on you. And now fast forward a year later, Shamet's three-pointer, that was, it literally was rimming out. It was going to be a missed shot. And then the Cavs' final shot there at the end of the game. If one of those went, the Knicks not went their way, they would have lost the game. But both went their way. The bounces are going their way, plus they're playing great basketball. When you have that, you're going to do something very special.
Absolutely. And it's just incredible. And one other thing that I wanted to talk about, too, you were just talking about Bridges. I feel like, in a way, this is also vengeance for us as Knicks fans who have taken it repeatedly from Nets fans over the picks. It feels like tonight Bridges had forced a turnover that won two picks for us. I just love what he's doing, and it's inspiring, man. So exciting what's happening at the Garden.
Yeah, listen, I'm already there. I appreciate the call. So exciting. The Bridges has already made up for all his picks because he has been incredible. He has been unlocked. He has turned into the final Infinity Stone. The Knicks are going to the finals. The trade to me now is it's a wrap. It was beyond worth it. I don't want to hear about the picks anymore. And you won't, by the way, because this is exactly why you trade for this guy, because you were, and it was a frustrating roller coaster ride, to say the least. You wanted to see the player that went to the finals with the Suns. You wanted to see the player when he first got to Brooklyn. And that guy wasn't there. You know, he gave you moments last year in the playoffs. But he didn't give you this type of performances where it's 18 points, it's great defense, it's clutch plays. And I've talked about this a lot. Bridges in that first round against the Hawks, game two, I still don't get nuts about him not getting to the basket. I don't know if he had enough time, but he missed the shot. That's really the bottom line. And then in game three, a 0 point effort, a bagel, nada, squadouche, a James Harden type effort. And that, to me, was the lowest point of Mikal Bridges' and Knicks career. There were talks of him possibly falling out of the starting lineup, and that did not happen. And he slowly but surely had a couple of games there where the offense wasn't showing up yet, but he was playing great defense, and then he took off at the end of that series and hasn't looked back. And Mikal Bridges was as good as anybody on the Knicks against the Sixers. And he was so huge tonight. His doubters, his naysayers, his critics, and he's got a lot of them on both sides, Knicks fans, Net fans, they could all basically shut the hell up now because that's over. 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 And I give a ton of credit to Mike Brown, who stuck with this player. And maybe that was the confidence boost that Mikal Bridges needed. Maybe that was exactly what was missing at his darkest hour, the lowest moment of his Knicks career, possibly in the playoffs, falling out of the starting lineup. I don't think he would have recovered from it. I don't. I think you would have lost him. So credit to Mike Brown, and certainly credit to Mikal Bridges, because if that's the kick in the ass that he needed to be this guy, then I'm glad it happened. Because the Knicks are unstoppable when they have Bridges playing like this. It wasn't a perfect game, and we'll get to tomorrow, because tonight's about celebrating. Tomorrow night, on After Hours, we'll talk about the game, because, look, this series is a wrap, but they got to clean some things up, for sure. And I wouldn't be stunned at all if they play perfect basketball the rest of the series, because they knocked the rust off, and Cleveland's done. Done. You always, always, one thing is certain in sports, you will always have buyer's remorse when you bring in James Harden. Ask a Sixer fan. Ask a Net fan. Ask a Clipper fan. And before you ask any of them, go ask a Houston Rockets fan about James Harden. And now you can have Cavs fans join that list of James Harden complaints. He's a sports loser. And he was a big reason why the Cavs completely let go of the rope. And I don't know what the heck Kenny Atkinson was thinking in this game. I'd love to know what planet he was on. Actually, you know, but just being objective here, he was just lost at the end of the game. The Cavs looked like they didn't know what hit them. Laissez-faire, whatever, you know. And it's like, okay. I'm sitting there watching the game going, they can have an 11-0 run in like a minute. There's 7 minutes left. They could be up by 30 at the end of this game, the Knicks could. And we've seen it. They've gone on like epic runs throughout the year, throughout the playoffs. Like this team is capable of just pouring it on both ends at a moment's notice. They were almost like a closer in a horse race. Like they're just kind of back in last place. And then all of a sudden, as they're going down the stretch, boom, turned it on. As the Cavs were huffing and puffing, like Clyde would say. I mean, they couldn't get, the Knicks ramped up their defense. It was beautiful to watch. It doesn't matter how, at 3 points in overtime for the Cavs, 21 points for the Cavs in the fourth quarter in overtime. Doesn't matter how you get there as long as you do. And the Knicks did. And they're up 1-0 in this series, and they're going to the finals. And this is over in 4 or 5. Take your pick. I want to be a gentleman to Donovan Mitchell because he is not only a great player, but a great Met fan, a great ambassador of the baseball team I love. And I do appreciate him, and I don't know where he was late in this game. I don't know why he's not taking the last shot of the game. I don't know what the heck the Cavs were doing, to be honest with you. But their incompetence, along with the Knicks' brilliance, was all of our benefits. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. We have more people that are at the game. We have more people that want to comment on the Knicks. It's just one of those nights in New York sports that we'll remember forever. So let's enjoy it. Let's celebrate it together. I have you for another 90 minutes on the Fan. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, it is after hours here on the Fan.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and 3 gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
12:42 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call for the next hour or so here on my show as we are just, as Knicks fans, bathing in one of the great wins in the history, not only of the Knicks franchise, but in sports in this town, period. When you consider what is on the line, where this team was at with about 7 minutes to go, down 22, to come storming back, win the game in overtime, to get the bounces at the end, to have the brilliance from Brunson, from Shamet, from Bridges. To have that type of win. Because they could have won by 50. And the series would be over in 5. They could have lost by 2. And they would have won the series in 5. But to have this type of win. And this type of moment. To go along with a trip to the finals. Which is where they're going to be. It made it even more special. it made it extra special to have this, to witness this, to live in this moment, because it's one of those moments that you'll never forget. Where you were, who you were with, what you were doing, what you were wearing, what you said for the first 3.5 quarters. Freezing Cold Takes, the Twitter account's going to have a field day with this one. Because, and people just never learn their lesson. Like, everybody wants to get on Positive Tommy about stuff. Well, you know what? Positive Tommy is smart to know, yeah, you're too positive. No, I'm not an idiot, though, because I never say, it's over, it's over, it's over. I know enough about sports to know it's never over until it's over. I guess that was Yogi's line, so I don't want to take it from him, but it's true. Talk junk once the game is over. Put the phone down. Stop tweeting. Once it's over, then you can have your take, then you can have your this, that, and the other. But I've been around in a sport, and you knew it too. As I was watching, I'm like, this game is, the Knicks are winning this game. I could feel like basically right out of the, right as they started that run, I'm like, they're winning this game. You could just see it. The Cavs were spooked. They were deer in the headlights. They just completely and utterly fell apart. James Harden is a sports loser with the turnovers, with the missed shots. Kenny Atkinson was completely and utterly lost, just on another planet. Arguably, you should mind, and I never want to call for somebody's job, but geez, I mean, let him sit out a game, you know, put him in timeout. I mean, because he didn't call any down the stretch. So I don't know what the hell he was watching. He was caught up in it, I guess. He had no idea what he was doing down the stretch. Donovan Mitchell, who I love, disappeared. He should have had the ball in his hands in that final possession. Even though that three almost went in for Cleveland, Mitchell needs to have the ball in his hands. He could get to the rim. He's a great player. The fact that he disappeared, they were loose with the ball, turnovers. Like, the Knicks deserve all the credit in the world for the way they played, but the Cavs were equally as bad. And they did, because in order for a comeback like this, it's a two-person dance. It's a two-team dance. In order to, because it was a 0.1% chance, according to ESPN Analytics that I saw, 0.1. The Knicks were, I think, 55-1 on the money line when it was 22 down with 7.5 to go. Boos, everybody giving up, everybody popping the champagne saying Cleveland won the game. And by the way, even if the Knicks had lost, it's no biggie. They would have won this series in 5. They're the better team. They're the deeper team. The Cavs are gutless and soft. But you need both teams to cooperate. You need the Knicks to do what they did, but you also need the Cavs to do what they did, which is not outside of one Mobley three, which could have potentially put the game on ice. It stopped the bleeding, but the Knicks at that point had already gotten their second or third win. They were already running downhill. They were already given life. The building was given life, and that's it. And I'll credit the Knicks fans, because you know what? Down, what, 20, somebody hit a three, it was 17, and they went nuts. They went nuts. And I think a lot of the fans willed the Knicks to this victory because they were awesome for that run. Awesome, as the Garden always is. It was electric. It was just, the roof blew off the place. Absolutely phenomenal. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Am I right, Arthur? You were inside the building. You tell me. You know better than anybody. You were sitting inside Madison Square Garden for this one. How just describe to me that run late in the fourth quarter.
So it's funny, right before that run, it was deathly quiet. It was very quiet. So much so, I was actually sitting next to a Cleveland fan, and they were screaming. And then Brunson takes over.
Yep.
And I actually, it's funny, I'm with my brother-in-law. We weren't even supposed to, I was supposed to be at the game today. He was like, hey, let's go to a bar. I was like, you know what, let's just go to the game. I actually was there last year for game one, and I was there for that heartbreaker.
You saw both sides. So you were there for last year, which was the worst of the worst, and then you were here tonight, or last night as it was, for the best of the best.
And let me tell you, that crowd just got electric, and it just was, and it was just nonstop. And then Brunson taking over, then it was stop after stop. And I mean, once you knew going into overtime, they were winning because they had nothing left.
Yeah.
It was left. And what's crazy is this week, I also was there for the game with the Mets and the Yankees when Tyrone Taylor hits that home run.
Nice.
So this week has just been insane for me.
Are you a Mets fan too, Arthur?
The unbelievable. I'm a huge Mets fan.
Love it. Love it.
it's just been an unbelievable week of comebacks, but this game probably, I mean, hands down, one of the best game experiences at Madison Square Garden I've ever had.
Well, first of all, Arthur, we got to get you all the games. You're a good luck charm, and you had a great week, like you said, and you got to see the full gamut experience of being a sports fan and just the wave of emotions and the highs and the lows. And you, along with everybody else that was in that building, everybody watching from home, and whether it's watch parties, whether it's outside Madison Square Garden, we all got to experience it together, and we will all remember this for the rest of our lives. That's how special it was. That's how remarkable it was. That's how improbable it was. It was literally a 0.1% chance, according to the analytics, but the Knicks, led by Brunson, Shamet, Bridges, their defense, Ananobi, all everybody involved, Mike Brown for pushing all the right buttons, and Cleveland doing their part, not calling timeouts, Harden trying to be a hero when he's not, Mitchell disappearing. All of that combined led to one of the great nights in the history of this town in terms of sports.
I couldn't say any better. It's just right now I'm looking at this now, and it's, and again, I think I agree, four or five games.
Yep.
And could it be after, what, 53 years that we have a legitimate shot to win the championship?
Absolutely. Yep, no, they're going to the finals for the first time in 27 years, and they definitely, and we'll get into the finals when we get there, but they're starting to feel like that team of destiny, Arthur, that team of destiny. Now, we'll talk about it more tomorrow night, some of the things they got to clean up because they're going to go up in class, and then no matter who gets through, whether it's the Spurs or the Thunder, they're going to going up in weight class, and you can't play like you did the first 3.5 quarters tonight and expect to come back from, you know, 22 down with one of those teams the way they play defense and the kind of firepower that they have. But the bottom line is they're going to the finals, and we can talk about that once we get there. For now, let's enjoy tonight. Let's enjoy this run because it's been historic.
I agree. And then hopefully the Mets can make their run soon.
Yeah, and look,
I'm very optimistic this year.
Absolutely. And the Mets are certainly, and we're not going to have time for them tonight, but it's fine. We'll get to them tomorrow night. It's all good. This is a Knicks night. And it's not because they lost, because the Yankees had a great win too. It's just baseball's king in this town, but not tonight. Tonight is all about the basketball tonight. Because even if you're not a Knicks fan, even if you're just a sports fan or a Knicks hater, this is just one of those nights. This is one of those nights that you'll remember forever. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Steve in Munaki, I want to say. Steve, did I get that right? Munaki.
Yes, you did.
Beautiful.
This is the best Knicks team I've ever seen in the past, oh gosh, since 1993. And this win is something that we should really hold special because we have been on the other side of these kind of losses. And my goodness, this is a team that is going all the way. I am confident. Not one team scares me. I just really believe that, like, Brunson is the best Knick in the past 40 years, and we're going all the way, and I just want to hear your thoughts. I'm so psyched, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've said it from the get-go for this year. It was going to be Knicks in 26. This was their year. I got to ask Evan this because I predicted Knicks-Spurs one of the years on Evan and Tiki as my final. I think it was a couple years ago. I think this year was Knicks-Rockets was my finals prediction. I gotta double check with him because I was still on the show when the season started. I think I did Knicks Rockets, but I know one of the years I did Knicks Spurs because I like the idea of the Knicks beating a team in the finals that they've lost to in the finals. I like the symmetry there. And I think there's a better than good chance that San Antonio is going to be waiting for the Knicks in the finals because OKC has no answer for them, especially Wemby. They have their number. And it's hard to go back-to-back. It's not easy. There's a reason a lot of teams don't do it, even great teams. But yeah, the destiny, there was a lot of rat poison going into the series, as Nick Saban would say, meaning everybody was picking the Knicks, Nobody seemed to give the Cavs any type of chance. The Cavs come out and do what they do, which I think a lot of it had to, you know, they're coming off a seven-game series. They had a little bit more momentum. They had a little bit more of their sea legs. They had a little bit more, and they weren't exactly great either right out of the gate, but they turned it on and got that 20 plus point lead with about 7 minutes or so to go. But then the wheels fell off and the Cavs could not execute and the Knicks couldn't do anything wrong. Coupled with a little bit of lady luck with the Shamet three and Merrill's three kind of going in and out, and Breen on the call is basically what she was probably feeling deja vu from last year or whatever. But that's one of those situations where, man, that ball was down the net practically and popped right up. Luck wasn't on their side last year, coupled with a bunch of other things. Like, you need luck too. That's part of this. You'll take it. For all the years of not getting it, you'll take it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. A little fan focus here. And the fan focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. As we look a little ahead to game two, I think the Knicks are going to just absolutely smoke the Cavs. I think that the Knicks have now found their legs here. They found their gear. And you're going to see what we saw the previous seven games, where they're just going to steamroll Cleveland. This is a Cavs team that's already, in my opinion, soft. In my opinion, gutless. They just completely threw up all over themselves on the Garden floor. They now have about 48 hours to think about it in the greatest city in the world. I'm sure James Harden will enjoy everything that New York City has to offer, and they will be walking into that game at MSG completely beaten and defeated. All you're looking for is a split if you're Cleveland. That's it. You want a split. You get a split, you're in great shape. And if you had lost by 30 in game one, chalk it up, come out in game two, let's steal one. Let's hit some threes, let's move the ball around, let's play some defense, and we'll get the heck out of here with this series tied at one. And you're in great shape if you're Cleveland. And if you're the Knicks, you're like, all right, fine, we still have home court advantage, let's go to work. But coming off of that type of loss, and you're on the road, and you're in New York City, night-night. Whether this is in four or in five, much like I said before the series, now I didn't expect this type of game, and I'm glad we got it, because it's one we'll never forget. I said it would be over in five. Might be over in four now. And the Knicks will once again be resting because the series out west is not going four. That one is in all likelihood going the distance. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We have a lot of people lined up that were at the game. I want to hear from you. The audience wants to hear from you because it was such a special night. And to be in that arena, I want to hear everybody's account that's listening right now that wants to call in. So we'll get to those gentlemen. We'll get to more of your Knick reaction as well, even if you weren't at the game. We have you for another hour here on The Fan. It's After Hours. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.